You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
In the last week parasha, it says, "Even shelema v'tzedek tiyeh lach lema'an yarichu yamecha al adama." So you have to have an accurate weight that you use for a scale. So they ask, so how come it says shelema v'tzedek? As you have noticed, you noticed?
Yeah. No, now we noticed.
Oh, you didn't notice before? So what's the difference between Shelema and Seder?
Shelema is complete, Seder is true.
Right, but the problem right here is when you say you have to have an accurate way, so when it's Shelema, so that means it has to be like 1 kilo, 1 pound. So what does Seder mean?
So honest is stone has to be 1 kilo, and
yeah, obviously, if you're not honest, so then you play around with your weight. I'm sorry?
You can also play with the machine itself, by changing the machine.
Yeah, yeah. So that's Shelema. That's Shelema means accurate. Everything has to be done honestly.
Dishonesty has to be with everybody. It means that you cannot say, give 1 kilo to one client and give 900 to...
Right, right, right. That's Shelema. Shelema means that you have to be honest, you know, to make sure, as, you know, it used to be like the city, we used to come and check it. So now, the tzedek is extra, right?
What does tzedek mean?
Tzedek means just, sure. Fair. Shelema.
You have to be willing to be Shelema also. Is that if you give by obligation the real 1 kilo is not good. If you are not happy. If in your mind thinking that okay, let's give a little bit less, you are not Seder.
No, even though you're not happy, it's okay. As long as you're honest, we accept you.
Okay, we don't.
Yeah. So now here we have a Masechet Bava Batra, Daf Pei Chet, 88 page of Masechet Bava Batra brings that the purpose that Torah emphasizes, you have to do tzedek, that means, obviously, shelema means you don't give less, right? But tzedek means to give more. That's what the tzedek means. A Persian according says you have to make it oily, you have to make it charb. That means you have to give more than like what is asked. Why? So here the Torah says a beautiful message. It says, if you go out of your way and then you favor the customer, so now then you know what Hashem is going to do. You were supposed to leave 120. So then if you let go and you be generous, so then Hashem gives you
125.
Extra. No, 125. No, at least 150. At least. So that means according how you're generous, it's brought in Gemara that Iyov, that anytime that we go to the market, it would tell the cashier, keep the change. That was one of the very great qualities of the Iyov. Keep the change. But we're talking about big change, like $500,000. Yeah. So the change, you know, some people, they even take the pennies. Yeah. But here we see, it's not that what people ask you. Say, okay, here. So when you favor more than what they need, so then the Ribono Shel Olam adds to your life. So that's why he says, "Even shelema v'tzedek yeh lach lema'an yarichu yamecha al adama." Niske shedu lulu charb, right? And Hashem yezakeh kol am Yisrael v'arichut yamim sofer chaim tovim.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.